Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I'm Tommy Bongs. He's Danny Tokes. That's Johnny Buds, and this is The Stash. What is up, everyone?
Hi.
What's good, my guys?
How's it going?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Welcome back,
Hi.
Johnny. You missed last week's episode.
Yeah, no shit.
It ain't like you have
a
job or nothing.
And if you do, this takes super precedence over paying your bills.
Yeah, right?
That was obviously a joke.
Jeez. it ain't like we had to move our day to Friday for last week, and then, you know, you had a job and whatnot. So, you know, it could happen. But hey, we're all here tonight, guys.
Yeah.
So
we might as well
just jump into this. Johnny, if you want to jump into the Buds report, go for it, bro.
Oh, it's a little twisted Buds report. I got doing a segment, 10 ways to smoke or ingest weed, ranked from, you know, worst to best. You know,
all
so,
right, let me see. I'm going to say the best way is to smoke it. The worst way is shoving up your ass.
Poof it. Yeah.
Unfortunately, shoving up your suppositories is not on the list.
Oh, shit. Well, damn.
No, suppositories doesn't work at all. It has to break down with fat. But anyways, yeah, you're right.
Alright, so this guy says number 10 is the one hitter, because the one hitter is last, because it's just that one hit. Next.
Yeah. I like 15 or 20 at a time.
Tinctures. Yeah. THC tinctures are bottles filled with cannabis oil containing THC dispensed by a dropper. You ingest it sublingually, meaning you'll drop oil under your tongue. There's nothing wrong with a humble tincture, except that it is a bit boring. It's very medicine-like, but hey, that's exactly what cannabis is.
Yeah.
So it's like,
well,
dropping acid with THC.
This one surprises me. Number eight is dabbing, apparently.
Yeah, no, because people fucking die when they take dabs.
So dabbing can catapult you into stratosphere, especially if you're not used to it. If you're new to weed smoking, do not dab. Even if you're a longtime stoner, dab safely. I warned you. I mean, I fucking dab all day.
Yeah. First time I ever dabbed, I did it with a professional, so it was all good. I know you guys know who it is. His name starts with a Danny and ends with a rhymes with a Arthur.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's funny, his daughter used to work for me at the other Sonic.
His daughter?
He has a
that
daughter?
Doesn't even sound right.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
I don't, I think
does.
You're thinking
man,
of somebody else.
No, daughter-in-law. I'd say daughter-in-law.
Oh.
Or not daughter-in-law, but stepdaughter, my bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now that
yeah,
I
was like, it's his kid. What are you talking about?
But she claims, like, she looks up to him. So, I mean, whatever.
That's a bad role model, but okay.
I would have I'd have to hear about him all the fucking time.
Yeah.
So number
really
seven.
Bad choice of role model.
Number seven is
right.
A blunt.
Okay, I can see that.
Number seven,
blunt. The cannabis roll. A blunt. So, you know, weed roll into a cigar.
Yeah.
Consuming tobacco and weed at the same time produces an unparalleled buzz. But if you're not used to cigars, you probably won't be into blunts. Fucking everyone smokes blunts. What do you mean? Spliff.
Your dog smokes like 14 of them a day.
A spliff is like a marriage between a joint and a blunt. It contains both tobacco and cannabis, but it's wrapped in rolling paper. It's a little less gross.
Yeah,
I'm not
big on those.
If you're not a cigarette smoker, you may want to skip this one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
right,
me.
Number
I'm
five,
not,
vaping.
I like the... Ooh. Not big on vaping either, dude. That's vaping's for pussy.
Yeah. So, yeah, number five is vaping. Honestly, they could have put that number fucking 10. I'll take the one-hitter
on
the
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing right now, but I'll take the one-hitter.
Bro, yeah, those carts are horrible, man. Those carts are fucked.
They make me feel fucking
stupid. Is that
what
they're talking about?
Yeah, exactly what they're showing too. let's so take a break from smoking to talk about its hip cousins in vaping. There are multiple ways to vape weed: dry vape, which uses flower, oil vape, wax vape, but they're all pretty similar, so I'm lumping them into one. So if you're concerned about your lungs, vaping isn't necessarily safer than smoking, so if you're concerned about your lungs, just stick tinctures or edibles. But there are other benefits to vaping, like that is less conspicuous than smoking, and it may take less cannabis to get you high. Those exact pros can turn into cons if you overdo it, though. Which I feel that, because they fucking make me feel stupid.
Right. I smoke too many of those carts, and I'm retarded for the next 2 or 3 days.
Because I've only ever taken like a few hits off of a vape, THC vape or whatever, and I'm guessing like I'll hold the button or whatever, lights up, you hit it or whatever, and then I'm always told, don't hit it like you would your bong, because you're going to take too big of a hit. And like, I'll cough my ass off for a minute and I'll feel high for a little bit, but I'm going to see what's so special.
The high doesn't last either.
Yeah, was about to say that also. Like, the high don't, that's what I mean. Like, it's nothing special to me, you know? Like, I'd rather sit here and smoke pot.
Like, I get what they're trying to do with it, trying to make it like a maintainer. Like, you get high, you leave, you have that to maintain your high throughout the day. But it's just like, it cuts the oxygen off in your brain. You become stupid and slow, and you're just like getting through your day like a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, and if you have to work, you can pretty much cancel that as a fucking accomplished mission, because
kids use that shit all day at work.
Yeah, kids will do it all
day,
but kids will also drink a fucking bottle of Jack and then show up to fucking work in the morning.
I couldn't do that shit no more. Yeah,
right.
I barely could do that shit back in the day, but
man, no shit.
Yeah. Man, we used to clean pools like hell hungover.
Dude, didn't we both get fired from that one? I know I got fired.
Yeah, I know. When you got fired, I just kind of assumed that was my position as well.
Okay, you just assumed, you just quit. One of our other homies kind of just stayed.
Yeah, he did sit there and fucking,
Mr. D-Man.
No last names, but yeah.
Fucking, fucking T-Rex arm. Anybody know who that is now? Oh, shit. Our bad. Continue on with the list. Number three.
Oh, number four. Edibles.
My bad. Rewind. Ooh, okay.
Cool. Number four is edibles. Homemade special brownies have been a classic for decades. As cannabis becomes legal, more legalized in more states, so there's been more and more options for high-quality lab-tested products. But edibles can be a wild card, even if they are tested, and will impact you differently depending on the tolerance and what else you've consumed that day.
Right.
Okay.
Number three, the joint.
All right.
Joints are sleek, sophisticated, and portable. So why aren't they at the number one slot? Honestly, because every time I roll and smoke a joint, I feel like I don't get the bang out of my butt as I do smoking out of a glass or ceramics. Joints are perfect for when you're on the go, but for home smoking, I'll stick with one of my pieces. Honestly, that's true. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah, I can see that also.
If you're
not old schooler smokers.
Well, that's, yeah. Yeah, I like
now,
I
all right, here's a question. I have a question for both of you. Just because you said you're a joint guy right now. Best papers. Like, what's your go-to paper?
I like
zigzags?
Honestly, I like the green zigzags, the hemp paper zigzags, the green ones. I think those are
good. Yeah, I'm not even all that shit.
See, if you ever go to the smoke shop, there'll be like 50 different types of fucking papers, and you're just like, what the fuck is?
Yeah. Yeah, I just wanted to fucking smoke a joint. You motherfuckers had to make this impossible.
Or if you get the CBD blunt wraps, those are fucking good too, because they mellow you the fuck out.
Do they really?
Yeah,
I don't know if we have those out here. I don't think we have them out here in the smoke shop. Next time I'm there, I'll check it out.
Yeah, those are fucking good, and they fucking mellow your ass out. Because you get the CBD and the THC. You're like, but...
Yeah, CBD doesn't really do anything for me, man.
It doesn't do anything for me unless it's combined with weed. Like, I have to have it bulk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've tried the CBD stuff every which way I can.
About a year ago, I bought a bag. I was at, like, a little barbecue, and I bought a bag of this whatever gummies, right? And I think, like, 17 of them, 18 of them came in a bag. I ate literally 15 of them, and nothing happened. I mean, I'm sure I was high, but I felt like my normal high. I was still smoking and drinking and shit, too. But I literally ate 15 of them and was like, oh, sweet. Nothing. I was disappointed, well, I guess.
I mean, that could have been based on your tolerance for your day.
Well, I mean, that is true. I've been smoking pretty much every day since I was like 12. So.
Yeah, and all day. So, yeah.
Yeah, I would have to say I'm probably pretty high on the tolerance, though. So that's probably true.
Oh, yeah. Tolerance levels for me are fucking retarded. I take a tolerance break every couple months.
See, I've thought of doing something like that, too. Like a sober, pick a month to stay sober or something, you know, just to see if I can do it.
Oh, no. I just do it.
It's no smoke November.
Yeah, fuck that. I don't want to be like a crowd. Yeah, I'm not joking.
Yeah, man, I started smoking pot to be a little rebellious. I'm not going to start doing what everybody else does just because Joe Rogan thought it was funny.
420. You know, if we want to be rebellious, let's not smoke weed on 420. Let's just be like that for one day.
You want to do something? Yeah, you want to do something really rebellious? Don't smoke pot on 420. That's a fucking brilliant idea. Just in revolt.
There we go.
I am not actually going to do that. I'm not actually going to do
seven.
That. I can't.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing that one either because I smoke every day. Like, I don't even remember when 420 is there anymore because it's just a normal day for me.
Yeah. Everybody else's holiday is my fucking Wednesday. You know what I mean?
And that's the truth. I remember this year's 420. I got lost coming back from work when... I was working in like five towns over and got lost.
How's that home?
Man,
five towns over.
Well, you remember me calling you? I was like, bro, I don't think I'll be able to do the show tonight.
I was honestly so fucked up. I don't really honestly remember.
Yeah, you answered and was like, we have a show tonight? And I was like, yeah. And you're like, oh. And I was like, it's all cool. It's cool, bro. I'm
lost
right
now.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it. Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna be able to make it. So.
I can't remember.
Long story short,
but it was not. It was.
I think you're.
More than
if I remember right, it was. Okay, I was about to say. I know you were on some shrooms because that's. Remember you saying that.
Yeah, I stay on those.
Dude, we totally interrupted his list. My bad. What number you on, bro? Like 2, 1, 5, 6. 22?
I'm on 2.
2.
22. Yeah. 2.
Yeah, something like that.
So number 2 is a pipe, which is what I'm using right now.
Yes.
Pipes are wonderful because
number 1. It's a bong, ain't it?
Yeah.
I just
hold on.
I just ruined the list.
You'll be jumping ahead.
Good job there, Frankenstein. Fucking.
So pipes are wonderful because they're endlessly customizable. You can choose a traditional pipe, banana pipe, or anything in between, and they're easy to use. It's also not as ripe for sharing as a joint is. If you smoke a joint in front of others, it will be hard to deny the puff-puff passing rule, but if you may skate by with a bowl all to yourself if you're smoking a pipe. So basically, if you're trying to be stingy, smoke a pipe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If you're the stoner that don't share, smoke out of a pipe.
I don't know who the fuck is this. Yeah, I don't know who the fuck needs to be stingy, but all right.
And number one is a chillum.
What?
Nah, I'm just kidding. It's a bong.
Number one's a chillum.
It's a bong.
How can I say chillums are like just another one? I was about to ding out on you.
They're not all one.
I thought you were going to say dugout.
I usually carry a chillum, like
glass.
A bigger one.
Yeah, because...
No.
Yeah, exactly. One that you can just put in your hand and just puff on.
Oh, the ones I get now, one hitter is like whole ass bowl. And I use them when I'm driving and shit because I can just stick it in my mouth and one-handed. But, so number one are bongs. You know, bongs are simple. Beautiful contraptions that utilize water and let you hit without using a crumb of, without wasting a crumb of weed. These days you can buy any kind of bong that suits your style, from like a Rick and Morty bong, which I have several of those, to an antique bong. The only downside to a bong is cleaning it, but it can be done with a little elbow grease. Honestly, like, if you just maintain your bong every day, it's not that hard to keep clean.
Right. Yeah,
but
I buy a new bong,
and I used to clean, like, I have one right now, and I used to clean that shit every day, and I just started getting lazy, and now it's getting all dirty. So I clean, like, once a week.
All right, well, let me ask you guys this, because I'm going to skip ahead just a little bit, because one of our fan questions today was best type of bongs. So since we already, you know, kind of brought up bongs here, what's y'all's favorite, like, type of bongs? I like the old school, just pull stem, you know, simple hit,
yeah,
put a little water in it.
Old school pull stem, for sure. The one, I mean, like, this cool one, too. I'm using, like, one that has, like, a DNA molecule. It has, like, three chambers,
and I have
also an ice catcher
now,
on it.
Don't get me wrong.
So, like,
I do like a nice ice catcher on my bong, because you feel that bad boy with some crushed ice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Crushed Kool-Aid? Frozen Kool-Aid?
Just ice. Honestly, I'm not a big fan of putting flavors in my bongs anymore. It just fucks them up.
Yeah, it's something that I do on occasion. Myself, I've got a triple percolating ice catch, glass on glass, 18mm with a California downstem on it. So it's all glass, but it's like frosted. And that was percolated.
What makes it a California downstem?
I guess it's the male-female part that fits where it's that glass rub. It's the coating that goes on the outside of it that causes that grip so it doesn't have any leaking.
Is it just like a normal fucking bong?
Yeah, it's just normal fucking bong, but that's what the advertisement said when I bought it, so I was just reciting that.
Other words, bro. He's calling you out on your bong right now.
Calling me out on my bong?
Yeah, he's like, bro, is this a normal bong?
Yeah, no, it's definitely not a normal bong, but it's got the percolators in the. It doesn't have like the bubble. It's like a straight glass piece, and then it has the percolators 1, 2, 3, and then one right at the bowl too. It's got the angled neck and the ice catcher on it. That's my wife bought it for me.
That's what's up, bro. See, I got a bunch of different types and bongs and shit. Because there for a little bit, I was sponsored by the Daily High Club, so I would be sent, like, bongs and pipes. Remember that one I showed you that he sent me, bro? And it was like...
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was. I knew it was a pipe. When I say it is, I don't mean I didn't know what it was. It was a pipe. But it was an animal. And I couldn't tell what kind of animal this thing was. I sent a picture to...
So you asked me.
Like, hey, what did you say? It's a robot. Or something like that. I thought it was a penguin. Turns out it's an owl, by the way.
We're both wrong.
Just going to throw that out. Yeah, we both are way off. But... Remind me, Johnny, I'll send you the picture of it, and you can see, and you'll be like, okay, I see what you...
Yeah, you won't believe it's a fucking owl either.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I mean, I still don't believe it's an owl.
I think they mislabeled something.
Yeah, I think they did, bro. I honestly think they did mislabel something.
Cause that was like a fucking robot.
I can see where you think it was a robot, bro, because it does have like that look to it. Like, honestly, I thought it was a penguin or like a dead giraffe. I don't know, bro. Anyways, tonight's show is going to be, we're going to pull the green cards of some troublemaker stoners, all right? So by that, I mean, you know, we're all OG stoners. Yeah, some troublemakers. We're all OG stoners. We get the right to do this now. Somebody we don't want to be a stoner, we're pulling their green card. For example,
Right.
You brought him up last week, or you brought him up Friday, Danny Masters. He's done some bad shit, so we're pulling his green card. Let's see here. From the research I did, he hid from that 70s show?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just say he's done some bad. Let's just say he's done some bad stuff to some women.
Yeah, he's
very bad.
I don't know if he's still in trial over it, or has already went to trial, or
there shouldn't be a fucking trial for pieces of shit like that.
Right, and the crazy thing about it, this dude's been on TV since he was probably 16, give or take.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yep.
Because he was on a couple shows before that 70s show. Then he was on that 70s show from the first to the very end. And then I think there was another show a couple years later with him and somebody else that they were friends on the show or some shit. But either way,
him and Ashton Kutcher did the ranch.
Yeah, thank you. That's what it was. I was trying to think of the name of the show, but yeah. And, you know, shit like that, it's like, why throw your career away doing stupid shit? That's what I don't get about Bill Cosby either, the shit he pulled. Like, it's crazy.
Oh, that fool. Well, that's the thing about those type of people, man. Psychologically, I mean, you can break them down to they're narcissists usually who give no fucks about anybody other than themselves, and they don't care about the pain or hurt that they cause. And they have such a high value of themselves that they feel like that they're fucking worth more than this peasant that they're doing whatever they're doing to. And it's a mentality that literally in my view has only one solution, and that's a 45 bullet to the fucking head.
I don't disagree with that. So I totally agree to that. What's your takes on it there, Johnny?
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear it at the end.
What he said.
Oh, I can't hear what he said.
Take a bullet. The best solution for that, the only solution for that is a bullet to the head, is what I said.
I'm not going to lie, I kind of spaced out a little bit.
What?
Johnny might be a little too high.
What are you talking about, man?
Gotta love it. Gotta love it. All right. Well, Hyde, we are pulling your green card. The next person I have on my list is Justin Bieber. Just because I don't like Justin Bieber, he sucks.
He hasn't even have a weed card.
Yeah, why is he on this list?
Did he even get one?
I don't know.
Just buy cards for $100 when you're a teenager doesn't mean you get to be a fucking green card.
Well, I'm pulling his green card either way, then. I don't care. Well, can I pull his Canadian green card, then, and send his ass back to Canada?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, I'm pulling that one, too. Pulling the Maple Leaf card and the green card. His ass is out.
I mean, they look enough alike to where they've got to be correlated somehow.
They look enough alike.
I'm sorry, man. I'm really fucking high right now, too, but...
You guys are good. That's the whole purpose of this show, guys. That's why we're called the Stats. That's what we do. We get high.
Yeah.
We talk about it.
That's the ketamine, man.
All right. My next one is Miley Cyrus. I think she just sucks.
Yeah, I know.
And,
she's still alive.
For reals and she's probably blowjobs. She's still alive. I don't know. Is she? Is she dead? Somebody look this up. Miley Cyrus, are you alive?
I think Yoder's really fucked up.
I think he might be also.
Because
if Miley Cyrus had
to die,
she came in like a wrecking ball.
And
now I'm pulling her green card.
The only relevancy she's had in the past fucking 10 years.
Was her dad, right? No?
Yeah, fucking...
All right, here's one that me and Danny might argue over here. Bubbles from Trailer Park Boys, a.k.a. Mike Smith is his real name. He has a long record of abuse and violence towards women. I'm going to pull his green card. That's up to you if you want to pull it.
I didn't know that, actually.
Hang on to it.
I thought we were talking about just Bubbles, like the character Bubbles.
I'm talking about the man behind the bubbles. Like, character Bubbles, he's awesome. I can't say shit about him. He's cool.
Yeah, Bubbles, but, Bubbles is my guy, but I didn't know anything about the guy's personal life, so if he's a piece of shit.
Yeah,
shit.
Dude's real name is Mike Smith. He's a, like, ex-DJ type person, and that's kind of, like, how he got involved in the show. And, yeah.
That's asinine.
He's just a creep. Yeah, he's just a creep. Or in the words of them on there, he's greasy. So.
He's a greasy bastard.
He's a greasy bastard. But give up your green card, you greasy bastard.
Yeah, I didn't know if he actually smokes weed in real life, but if he does, then...
I don't know if he does either, but if he does, we're pulling it.
We're just saying, if he does, we're pulling it.
Yeah, we're just saying, if he does, he ain't no
more. This is a preemptive attack.
Hand over your pipes, hand over the lighters, hand over the buds. Your green cards are gone. Is anybody else y'all could think of whose green cards we pulled?
We should be pulling, like, half the dudes that smoke weed and rap, but...
No, true.
We're not good.
Yeah, any SoundCloud rappers, we're pulling y'all's too, just because y'all are fucking stupid.
Yeah, Lil Peep and all those. Anything with Lil on it, you're done.
Anything here founded on SoundCloud, we're pulling it.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. And... Little Peep, Little Creep, Little Treat, Little Peep, and all those other little people. And little
Xanax, or whatever the fuck they call them.
Little Xanax. Oh, my God. Why do I know that name? Little
Xanax. And 69.
Either way, we're pulling all their cards. Fuck them.
Yeah. Fuck them to hell.
Shit, now I'm a little high, guys.
Good.
All right, let's do the ads. What we got left, we got the ads, we got the strain of the week. I got a fan question, and we'll talk about the other shows, and we'll go enjoy our night. Who's all down?
Yeah.
All right. Well, our first ad of the week is Cheech and Chong's Long Service are having a Far Out Man summer special. Cheech hired his cousins Juan and Jose to mow Chong weed eats after he smokes a fatty, of course. And the brownies are free. Prices may vary depending on how high they are when you talk to them. All right. And ad number two, men and women, and man women, and women men. Tired of kitty sodas? Then pep up your day with this new adult cola. Drink Dr. Pecker today. Also be on the lookout for the other flavors such as gangbang, doggy style, 69 ang. This is Karen. All right. Those are our ads of the week. And
Kinky Karen.
Okay, skip that. Yeah, Kinky Karen. That one sounds interesting, guys. I might check that one out.
I mean, you find a Kinky Karen, man. You let me know.
It's that hairdo, bro. It's that hairdo they have. You just got to love
the kinkiness
of it.
You got to love
that. You know they're
fucking...
down. You know, when you see a Karen with that hairdo, you know, it's like they're down the pound, you know. So.
No, that's not usually what that means, but yeah, I get you.
No, that's not what I'm pretty sure.
You see that fucking haircut, you don't want that table if you're a server, I promise you.
Oh, shit. Anyways, broski, let's do the strain of the week. So, Danny, take it away.
All right. Strain of the week. All right, I was thinking about it, I think, last week while we were talking about it, and I figured out I wanted to do something. And I don't know, one of the things that kind of came up in my head was that fucking movie, Pineapple Express. I think we were talking about movies, and it came up. And I know we've talked about it a little bit on the show before, but it was actually a made-up strain that came out after the movie. So the movie made up some fucking name, and then people jumped on board with it, and... kind of just went with it from there. It's kind of like, was it Donnie Burger and Han Solo Burger and all those fucking ones?
Yeah.
It's a sativa dominant, but it is a hybrid. I got to make double check, but I think it was Trainwreck and Hawaiian.
It's just sativa dominant hybrid, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm saying that the Pineapple Express itself was bred from Trainwreck and Hawaiian. And of course, that was the land race. It rose to fame on the silver screen in 2008, I believe. Yeah, 2008 with a movie. It's a real strain. It's a real, you know, it's not some fucking fictitious shit. But since then, the strain has become like a real big favorite in the hearts and minds of a lot of cannabis lovers. It produces like really energetic effects that you can feel pretty much right away. Its average is 18%. Yeah, its average is 18%, and it'll make you feel a little buzzy, alert, creative. The best time to smoke Pineapple Express is in the morning, afternoon, or early evening hours. Like, in terms of flavor, it packs a punch. It'll bring out a lot of citrus notes. It's really good infused with that. It's earthy as well. So it'd be like, what, carophyllene, limonene, and pinene for the terps. A lot of people will use this one to, like, treat for, like, depression, pain, fatigue. Yeah, man. I mean, growing it, it's real pretty. It's got those, like, really, it's, like, always had, like, a really dark green to it. And it has, like, fiery, like, hairs on it, like amber hairs. So while I was growing that shit, I was really, really pleased with it. And it didn't take fucking long at all. Like, any sativa strain usually fucking takes a little bit in the boom, but this one was bad. But that's the strain of the week. You know, I mean, the kids of the Pineapple Express are Pineapple OG and the Pineapple Trainwreck. So it's got the lineage to go with it.
That's what's up.
All right.
That's crazy that was just made up, what, 10 years ago?
2008.
Now? Or,
yeah.
2008, okay, a little longer than that. But still, that's crazy.
Yeah,
it's pretty much like a newer strain out then, you would say.
Yeah, most of the strains are, man. I mean, you've got like all those Landrace strains that are pretty much like, you know, like a Hawaiian, Durban Poison. You know, we talked about that, Landrace strains.
Right, yeah.
But
that's crazy.
Yeah, Pineapple Express was a Landrace strain mixed with Trainwreck, so it was Hawaiian. Everybody likes the Hawaiian.
Well,
everybody
there you guys
likes
go.
Hawaiian, man.
Everybody likes Hawaiian. Can't go wrong with it.
Oh,
let's see here. Oh, here, I got us a good
Hawaiian
fan question. Weed or beer? I'm going to go with weed.
Weed.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like a nice cold beer every now and then, but I'm a weed guy.
I actually stopped completely drinking like over a year ago.
That is awesome, bro. I'm proud of you.
I never really drink anyways, but I mean, like, I'm just like, I never really drink.
Yeah, I was going to say,
just,
like, you weren't a really big drinker as it was.
I mean,
every
couple times a week I'll have a whiskey sour or two, but I mean, that's about it.
I used to drink a lot back in the day, but I couldn't do that shit now. Now I might drink.
Within the last,
I would say, 10 years, I probably drink as many beers as I would in one night back in the day. That's how much I've drank in the last, say, 10 years.
Yeah. I've got a case of beer in my refrigerator from, like, fucking maybe 4 weeks ago. In fact, I probably want to.
That's me, bro.
I'm sitting in there so long.
Like, every now and then I'll get that wild hair after, like, maybe a rough week at work or something. I'll be like, I'm going to get me a six-pack on the way home. I might drink one, maybe two, and then the rest will sit in my fridge. And I forget they're in there, you know, shit like that. So, I mean, I'm a weed person, so I'll stick with weed on mine. I've already asked you guys best type of bong. Oh, hey, I do have not a follow-up, but kind of like an update a little bit. Remember that...
what about zongs?
Zongs, bro. Damn. Why wasn't that on the list?
Right? That thing's fucking... Because it's technically just a water bong, if you ask Yoder.
Yeah, those things are gnarly, bro. Like...
So it's a regular bong.
Didn't he used to have a badass one, or am I thinking of somebody else we knew?
No, Mikey had one. Remember it was a little blue one?
I do remember that one, but somebody else at one point had this badass, like, big one, dude. It might have been the homie Nemo at one point. Could be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but yeah. Yeah,
they're
the horns, though. I forgot all about them. But those motherfuckers hit, though. I like a good Zong or a good bubbler, bro. That's something we haven't talked about either.
Yeah, Sherlock Holmes?
No, not those bubblers. Like a, pretty much like a half bong, half pipe bubbler. Bubblers. You know, like the pipes that you put a little bit of water in?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. Like, that's what I mean to call it Sherlock Holmes. They've got the big bowl at the bottom that catches the water. And...
Yeah. My bad.
A water dog?
Yeah.
Huh?
A water dog?
A water dog?
Just kidding. Say a water dog? What?
It's yeah, you said water dog.
Type.
Yeah, it's a different type.
Anyways,
of
I think,
like,
yeah,
water.
I think
actually,
Johnny's attacking dog
type.
Water. Yeah. Ooh, that should be a topic, bro.
It's Maui, but it's got a little Labrador in it.
That should be our next topic, guys. Should be the same things, but different names of things. You know what I'm saying? Like
same things,
how,
but different.
Yeah, like out here, it's a quarter. Out there, it's a dub. You know, shit like that. You know, just little things that are different.
Oh yeah, dubs.
And none of them cost the same.
I haven't heard dubs.
That's what.
I never heard dubs
until I got older. Like I was done older out that way, and everybody was calling them dubs back then because it's funny. You know, shit like that. That's what I remember.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
You had your dime sacks and you had your knit bags.
Yeah. No, we're not gonna talk. Are we not gonna talk about lids?
Oh, dude, a lid. We would have to explain to people that, I mean, I know what it is. It's a term from way back in the day that instead of weighing out a sack, three fingers up would be what they call a lid, more or less.
Yeah.
And
I mean, literally,
you would,
it was just
always
like
want to try to buy from the person with the fatter fingers because you would get a little more.
that was three fingers, man. That was your average fucking bag, but the other part of that was actually when you had those mason jars that everybody used to put their weed in, that they still should, really, because it seals it really well. But a lid of that, literally just a lid.
Mm-hmm.
That was what that came from.
Well, shit, Gavin. I think we've covered everything this week. It's been awesome. I say it's time we all go get high. He's in.
I'm fucking already there, man.
Well, I'll catch up with you guys. With all that being said, the only thing left to say is, remember, always roast the world. Why? Because the world needs roasting.